is the one thing that can 10x your ability in things that you do? I'm going to be sharing about the habits that are very common for high achievers, and it's going to be a wonderful experience. Keep watching. Today onwards and for the next few weeks, I'm going to be sharing common habits of a high achiever. And I have gotten this courtesy of the author of Rich Habits, Tom Foley. And today we are talking about consistency. Consistency is one of the habits of a high achiever. Before we talk about consistency, who is a high achiever? Somebody who is disciplined, somebody who is ambitious, somebody who is interested in becoming a better version of herself or himself. So what is consistency? Why is it supposed to be a common habit among high achievers? So basically, consistency is developing tiny empowering habits. They don't have to be big, they don't have to be glamorous, they just have to be empowering, they just have to be something that you are doing daily. This tiny empowering habits that you can focus on every day, and it will be able to help you focus on your top priorities and your goals. So the idea is that you are having that ability to focus, you are having that ability to stay accountable every day without excuses, without complaining. That is what consistency is about. It's focusing on the present moment. I mean, why having in mind the long-term perspective of what that daily habit or daily focus or daily task is going to bring you to long-term? So the first thing we want to ask ourselves is, why do people struggle with consistency if it's just simply doing something every day? Why do people struggle with staying consistent with something? I have an example, because I remember one time I had a friend who had, you know, come to me and say she's trying to read, she's trying to get herself to finish a book, and she cannot. She's finding it difficult to read even as much as a page every day. She finds it difficult. And I was just trying to, you know, make her understand that it's not about, you know, having a lot of pages, covering a lot of pages in a day. It's about deciding that I'm going to cover at least a paragraph. Let's assume you're the kind of person who have a hard time reading. You don't want to immediately start to read voluminous books. You don't want to immediately start to read books that are very high up there and then they say, this is what you should do, this is how you should read, or these are the books you should be reading. No, that's not how you start. You will quickly stop. I mean, the enthusiasm, the energy will come up at that first time, but once you drop that book, to pick it up will be a problem for you. So it's not about covering a lot of pages at once. My advice for her was to read at least a page, at least a paragraph. Dedicate a time to read, dedicate a time, block out every distraction at that time, and just do it. Do it for 20 minutes at least. If you can time yourself, wonderful. Time yourself for 20 minutes and read that book for a day. Once you've exhausted that 20 minutes, just drop the book and go ahead doing all the things you have to do. And do it consecutively. Give it 3 days first. If you are able to do it 3 days, give it another 7 days. So as the case may be, stay consistent. The idea is to do something every day. You don't have to finish it all in one day. So just like I said, consistency is focusing on the present moment while keeping in mind the long-term benefits of staying consistent. Now, what do you have to do as somebody who is struggling with consistency? You have to ask yourself these questions. What are my highest priorities? your highest priorities will give you perspective of what you should be doing every day. For some people, every day what their priorities are maybe cooking, maybe ensuring that there is, like, the house is clean, doing chores in the house. For some people, it is writing. For some people, their highest priorities is becoming a well-known designer, becoming a well-known and well-skilled photographer, becoming a well-skilled person in their career or field, as the case may be. So what you should be asking yourself, after being aware of these highest priorities, do they align with my values? Do they align with my passion? Do they align with my purpose? If they do not, we need to realign those priorities. All right? Next thing you have to ask yourself is, what is the plan to dedicate time for these priorities? I mean, if they are my priorities, I should create time for them, right? Yeah, so what's my plan to create a time or devote a time for these priorities? So when you have a time scheduled for these things that you consider important, make sure you follow through. Third question you should ask yourself is, when I'm doing these things, when I'm concentrating on these things, what is my plan to ensure that I'm not being distracted, I'm not being sidetracked? The things that will inevitably distract me from doing those things, what's my plan for those things? How do I intend to get rid of them? So these are the questions you should ask yourself. The overall goal of consistency is to develop a routine. When you develop a routine, it will help you to learn, it will help you to grow, it will help you to modify a lot of things in your life that you thought that you were incapable of doing. A lot of things in your life you think that, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't write, I can't do this, whatever the thing is. By the time you develop a consistent way of doing something, at the end of the day, give it 1 month, give it 2 months, and then you'll be a whole lot better than the first day you started. So that's the point of consistency, guys. And I hope you enjoyed, or you thoroughly enjoyed this session. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. Click on the subscribe button. Click on the notification bell so that you get notified when a video drops. Thank you for watching. Bye.